This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. For about a decade, starting in the late 1960s, fires consumed New York City's South Bronx. In 1975 alone, there were more than 12,000 fires, many of them suspected arson. At the same time, the bankrupt city government was closing fire stations in the predominantly Black and Puerto Rican community. The new documentary, Decade of Fire, looks back at what caused the neighborhood to burn.
In 10 years, we lost nearly 80% of our housing to fires. Around 250,000 people lost their homes. But we did not burn the South Bronx. In fact, we were the ones who saved it.
Vivian Vasquez-Irizarry grew up in the South Bronx and co-directed the documentary. Welcome, Vivian.
Thank you, Amy.
Nearly 80% of the housing destroyed. I mean, that's just a stunning figure. And watching the film, you see just block after block totally decimated. Can you describe what it was like living there as a child in the 70s?
So, it wasn't a safe place. Nevertheless, as a kid growing up during that time in the South Bronx, I didn't know any better. A lot of us didn't know any better. We just played. We played in the rubble. We did the best we could with what we had. We threw bottles and we jump on mattresses and
out of the window.
Yeah. That's right. And explore in abandoned buildings. Even though the Bronx was burning around us as a kid, we had a lot of fun.
It's amazing that kids will be kids no matter.
Right. That's right.
So as you got older, how did you understand the fires? What were you told about what was causing them?
So, we always knew that it was that there were forces outside of us. But we also were told constantly that it was us who destroyed our neighborhood, that we didn't know how to take care of our neighborhoods. We always knew that, arson was caused by landlords. But how did that happen? How did the landlords get away with it? Well, there became a point where landlords saw no other way to make profit. And so they were able to collect insurance from the state insurance fund. And so that became the way to make money.
So you looked into that. What did you find about how much money they made?
They made, back then it was like $45 million and it was over like $250 million in our currency today. And it was just a tremendous amount of money that was made on the backs of people. No regard for human life and no regard for the impact that that would have on families. That created such an unstable, living situation for so many people.
Were any of these landlords ever prosecuted?
So we found that there were like about one or two landlords, but there really isn't any data that shows that someone was persecuted or served time in jail.
Yet lots of young people were arrested.
A lot of young people were arrested. A lot of young people did time. And the attention, was taken away from how these conditions led to the fires and the idea that there was a landlord who was hiring a young person to, it's these young people who have nothing better to do and who are criminals and they just want to burn their neighborhood. So many young people were just so poor that they took the money. But I'll tell you one thing, for the most part, and now I'm giving you the on the ground street information, right? Mm-hmm. Whenever a young person would plan to torch, like it was announced, right? Mm. There's going to be a fire
so
in such
out.
And such place, so people would know ahead of time.
Something amazing happens after all this, which is that people take matters into their own hands and start rebuilding the Bronx, taking over these abandoned buildings, teaching themselves carpentry skills. Tell me about what happened with groups like the People's Development Corporation.
So the People's Development Corporation, run by Ramon Rueda and his friends, so many people, decided enough is enough. We need to save ourselves. And, what they did was that they saw the energy of the people coming together and saying, we need to build, you know, bring people back to live in these buildings. We also, you know, witnessed an explosion of creativity in the form of hip hop and graffiti and, you know, dancing. So it was just amazing how even a, you know, historically marginalized community would come up with so much creativity. And we're very proud of that.
Vivian Vasquez Irizarry is co-director and producer of Decade of Fire. You can stream it now on Independent Lens at pbs.org or on the PBS video app. Vivian, thank you so much for sharing your story.
Thank you so much.